One argument in favor of sending a multinational force to eastern Zaire has been that such a force is needed to stabilize that country and avert its bloody disintegration. Zaire has been misruled for decades by the now absentee dictator Mobutu Sese Seko. Irish historian Conor Cruz O'Brien served with the United Nations in Zaire in 1961 in what was then called Katanga Province, now it's called Shaba Province. Faced with the prospect of trying to shore up Zaire, O'Brien says, this time, let Zaire fall apart.
Zaire has not been together. It has not been a working state in the conventional sense for many years. And I don't think you can send in an international force and hold together this vast country when it is in full breakup, in a sense that was attempted before in my own days by the UN. Mm-hmm. What it all ended up in was Mobutu, and what Mobutu has ended up in is this.
But should we then accept the possibility of widespread ethnic conflict throughout Zaire and its various borders? And
that's already happening. And international intervention on any tolerable scale will not stop it. What the international community has to do, in my view, is to provide humanitarian aid and let Zaire take what shape it can. It's past being pulled together again.
Is there, after these 35 or so years of independence, is there some basis for a sense of Zairean nationhood and something that people there feel a part of?
There is something that some Zaireans, mainly in the western provinces, which have the capital and therefore feel possibly some kind of sense of pride in the integrity of Zaire. Certainly there is that view, but this does not extend to the eastern or, as far as I can find out, the central part of what is now Zaire. Zairean patriotism is largely a metropolitan phenomenon. In Shaba, for example, there has never been any sentiment of belonging to the rest of the Congo. They are a very wealthy province, and they feel they have all the central government has done to them is to loot their areas and to repress them. So there's no great Congolese or Zairean patriotism going there.
Well, I mean, how much of that can be explained by the nature of the Mobutu regime and its malefactions? And how much of it is implicit in the notion of there being a place called Zaire?
Well, I think the two factors are there. A very prudent, careful central government with good and enlightened backing from outside could possibly have helped to create in Zaire, what is now Zaire, a kind of rudimentary sense of nationhood enough to hold the place together. But that didn't happen at all. The West basically left the whole place to the tender mercies of Mobutu, who made very loud anti-communist noises and felt, in the circumstances of the Cold War where all this started, that was what seemed important to the West, to keep out Russian influence. And that being so, I'm afraid the West didn't care what else he did, which was loot the place and behave with total irresponsibility. And the chickens are now coming home to roost.
What would you say to a listener who sensed a flashback to events in another part of the world, saying that he remembers when we disparaged the notion of that cobbled-together dysfunctional federation of Yugoslavia, only to feel a few years later that, if only we could go back to that dysfunctional federation, it would be better than what we have afterwards?
Yeah, well, you can't. And I think troubles of a similar nature are in the nature of the case. Now afflicting Zaire and will afflict it some more.
Well, Conor Cruz O'Brien, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Conor Cruz O'Brien, historian, journalist, and former diplomat, spoke to us from his home in Dublin.